Current State on 90.5 WKAR is a professor of music at the University of Michigan, Flint. Dr. Christopher Heidenreich is quite a busy guy. But as he told Current State's Jamie Paisley, he also frequently finds himself driving down to Ann Arbor, where he joins yet another group of students.
In my free time, I work with the Washtenaw Community Concert Band, which is an all-volunteer group. We perform at Washtenaw Community College, and we rehearse out of Whitmer Lake High School once a week, almost the entire year, September through July. We're wrapping up with our concert here in July.
Yeah. So I know that a lot of the members of the Washtenaw Community Concert Band, they're members of the community, but because it's year-round, do you lose some of the college students during this summertime?
Well, actually, we don't have very many college students throughout the regular year. We lose our members because, like all Michiganders, they go north. So right now we see fewer and fewer players as we get farther along in the summer, but we have a core group that if I had rehearsal three times a week, they'd be there every night. And I think to me, the Washtenaw Community Concert Band is the epitome of a community group. We have a judge. He is the circuit court judge for Washtenaw County. We have several other lawyers. We have homemakers. We have some English professors, some teachers in public school. We have one music teacher, actually two this time around. We've added a music teacher. She teaches somewhere in the Ann Arbor area, but I'm not sure. But I think the word amateur, meaning to love, is a perfect analogy for the group that we have. One of the things that I'm getting used to is our members are older. I call them seasoned. And we lost a member last fall, and we all found out that he was a physicist, a professor emeritus. He'd written a textbook, was an authority in his field. And we kind of scratched our heads and said, you know what? We have those members. We need to find out a little bit more. So we've been making an effort to find out more about our members.
Now, the concert that's coming up, the Hollywood Blockbusters concert, is the third and final of the free concerts, the free summer series that you've got with the Washtenaw Community Concert Band, right?
The concert band was founded, this is our 37th year, so the end of our 37th season, on always giving free concerts. We do ask for donations. We have a great donor list, and we have members that go out and solicit donors in the community. The Yankee Air Museum is our series sponsor. Sometimes our own members find a way to sponsor a concert, and I believe one of our members is sponsoring this one, but I can't remember who. And then we ask our audience at some point during the concert if they would like to give a donation. They have an opportunity to do that, but all of our concerts are free. We even gave a concert this May in the Michigan Theater, and we were able to secure a grant, and through the generous donation of a couple concert sponsorships, including the Yankee Air Museum, we again put on a free program.
And I think that one was the Sousa concert?
It was.
Which I have to ask then.
Okay.
I know that you dressed up as Sousa for this concert. Do you plan on dressing up as anybody for this one?
Not for this one. We had actually hired a guest, and the guest became ill. And about a month before the program, we decided, okay, it's time to go a different direction. And the different direction was, since I'm the conductor, I'd stay as the group conductor and we would find another trumpet soloist because I was going to take that role. So as a part of it, I thought, well, if I'm going to do this, I might as well do it all the way. So the costume shop at UM Flint helped suit me up. And I found out on Sunday, Sousa was very famous for wearing a white naval-like outfit. He started with the Marines, but in World War I, joined the Navy for $1 a year and organized the Navy band. So I went with the white outfit with a white hat and even found a little facial hair, which for me, I'm not going to grow that very quickly. So I had a little help from the makeup folks.
We're speaking with Dr. Christopher Heidenreich, who's been leading the Washtenaw Community Concert Band for 5 years. He'll conduct this Thursday night's Hollywood Blockbusters concert at the Towsley Auditorium on the Washtenaw Community College campus. And Chris, when it comes to repertoire and Hollywood, you got, 100 years or so of material to choose from, and, a little further back with classical type pieces as well. How do you then go about choosing pieces when thinking about the playing ability of this amateur group?
And that's a real key, is the variety of playing levels. We have folks that have been playing and seasoned for 60-some years, maybe even a little bit longer. We're celebrating a couple birthdays this week that are kind of significant in the lives of these members. And then we have players that haven't been playing as long but still might even have more ability than some of the players that have been playing longer. So it's always a challenge finding repertoire. I think in my 5 years, the thing that has changed the most is not just thinking about what the players can do, but also considering the audience. And that's kind of how the summer concert series go. I'm trying to keep it as upbeat and as interesting for our audience as I can. So last year we did a musical themed concert. Our first concert this year was entitled Something for Everybody. We actually had a piece based on a rap number. And we did an overture from Von Suppe, Poet and Peasant. Mm. And we were going to feature a soloist. The soloist couldn't make it. So it was just a wide variety. So the film program that we're going to do was just the result of, okay, how can we get our audience to buy in a little bit better?
Do you have any hints that you can give us about what this program might entail?
Sure. We're going to do a number that's traditional Hollywood. It's got Warren Barker is the arranger. It's got Hooray for Hollywood. That's actually the title of the piece. And there's some older tunes in there. Something's Coming Up Roses and Gone with the Wind is in there. So you've got some older themes that are in there. We're doing a Star Wars medley, kind of a precursor to our Halloween concert this year, which is called Space, the Final Frontier. And we'll do some more Star Wars music, some music from Star Trek. So I'm kind of laying some groundwork for what we're going to be doing this year. Another one of our tunes, we're doing the Pink Panther, and it's interesting to me. I've had some fun looking up some of those old Pink Panther movie clips with Peter Sellers, and it's interesting how many of some of the members didn't watch those movies, and when I was a kid, for some reason, they were just the greatest thing. We're doing a little music from Captain America, James Bond, Danny Elfman, a medley of four tunes from Danny Elfman.
Since we're also in the summer, you also have a scholarship that you give for the Blue Lake Summer Arts Festival as well. And I think it went to a middle or high schooler it has to go to. And this year was a percussionist that you sent off.
Adam was his name, and he's a young seventh grader. He is off to Blue Lake this session, as a matter of fact. And this award has been given by the community band for a number of years. We've had a history. I've only been a small part of that history. The group started as a group of people that wanted to get together, perform music, and they were associated with the Ypsilanti High School and the Ypsilanti Music Program. It's evolved. It's changed as things have changed, as life changes. But one of the former directors put down some funds to create an endowed scholarship. And the Blue Lake folks administer that scholarship for us. So we have all we do for it is provide the endowment and up it each year or contribute to it. We do not select the winner. The person has to nominate themselves by being from the area. So the name is essentially given to us by the Blue Lake folks. And Adam's been just a great addition. He was so excited. We actually had him perform on the last concert in the percussion section, and he had a great time. And we're really excited that we were a part of his start with Blue Lake.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Chris Heidenreich, conductor of the Washtenaw Community Concert Band and associate professor with tenure at the University of Michigan in Flint, about the Hollywood Blockbusters Concert and everything else that the Washtenaw Community Concert Band does. The Hollywood Blockbusters Concert comes up this Thursday, July 27th, 7:30 p.m. at the Towsley Auditorium on Washtenaw Community College. Mm-hmm. Chris, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for the time. Great to talk with you today.
You can find more information at wccband.org. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.